Oh.
Hi, Ms. McFarlane. It's Michael from MMA Legal, sir. How are you?
I am fine, yeah.
Stuart, sorry for the late call, buddy. I've been caught on
two
different calls this morning. I'm so sorry. I've just got a message from Billy to give you a call.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry about that one. Do you have 10 minutes to have a chat with me about your case now,
Stuart? Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Just to let you know, Stuart, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. It's my role, Stuart, as part of the investigation team, is to go out and gather the evidence to subsidise your claim.
Yeah.
Give you the best possible chance of getting a positive outcome, should we say. So the call today, Stuart, isn't so much about your time in care per se. It's more, the trauma you faced as a child in care, how has that had an effect on you as an adult?
Yeah.
Whether that be for the likes of, PTSD, anxiety, depression, any sort of alcohol or substance issues. That I can evidence, Stuart.
Yeah.
Right to you, GPs, NHS trusts, psychiatrists, rehabilitation centres, and I've gathered all that information for you and present that to the Scottish Redress as a picture of, what happened to you as a child.
Yeah.
Has a massive effect on you and as an adult. Is that okay, Stuart?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, perfect. So I will have to ask you some tough questions. I apologise profusely in advance. I'm sorry I have to ask these questions, but I wouldn't be doing my job for you if I didn't, so I'm sorry. Have you ever suffered with any sort of depression or anxiety, Stuart?
Mostly through my lifetime, not me.
Yeah.
I've never been able to settle. I left the house when I was 15.
Okay. Oh, his life. And does your GP know about your mental health?
I'm at the very start, I just kind of have weaned away, as I say. I've moved about a lot.
Yeah, it's okay. Your medical records will follow.
Yeah.
GP. Didn't know. Okay. Have you ever suffered with any sort of alcohol or substance issues, Stuart?
Yeah, I used to cannabis, and I used to kind of drink just the weekends, not mean.
Yeah,
or
so
just
wasn't
when I was feeling down, not mean, but no. Drastic, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cocaine for a while.
Yeah. But nothing that we can write to your GP about, or nothing we can...
No, just the cannabis, probably, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're still smoking cannabis now, are you?
No, I quit it when my son was born. My son was born...
That's amazing.
15 years ago, so... As I say, I left the house when I was 15. I think the last count, I think I stayed in 35 addresses.
Oh, wow. What was it like coming off the cannabis for you? Was that?
I think it was just, as I say, I met my wife and not mean, so things changed for the good.
Of course.
As I say, I constantly I went to Blackpool. I was homeless in Blackpool. I just didn't want to stay in my parents because of what happened. I kind of blame them.
Yeah.
For sending us to that place, not then.
Yeah, of course. Blackpool. How long was you down in Blackpool for?
I left, I was in 2 years, but I went to Blackpool, to Nottingham, to Derby.
Oh, wow.
Just went about, do you know what I mean? Wherever
Yeah. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll write to your GP then, Stuart.
Yeah.
See if we can dig up some of the, the records from when you were suffering with depression.
Yeah.
What I'll then do is, obviously, I'll write to the social services and the education authority of the care setting you were in.
Yeah.
When I get that information back from your time in care, Stuart, do you want me to share that with you?
Yeah.
It's up to you. I'll ask you again when I get it. It's 6, 8 months, maybe even 10 months down the line, but I'll ask you closer to the time. if you want it, it's yours. So I'm more than happy to send you. Okay. So yeah, once we tell you what, let me take the GP details now, and then I'll run you through anything else. Can I take your current GPs, please, Stuart?
Yeah, it's Crail Street Medical Practice.
Crail Street.
Crail, C-R-A-I-L.
Yeah. Street. Yeah.
Bro.
And whereabouts is that? Is that in Glasgow?
Yeah, it's in Toll Cross in Glasgow.
Toll Cross. Okay. How long have you been at that GP for?
All my life.
Okay. So that is 1971. 0026. Okay. So what I'll do is, when I get the evidence back from the social services, the education authority, I'll share that with you. We'll then go through that together, you and I. Make sure that you're happy. We've covered absolutely everything. We'll go through all of your statements together, Stuart. Make sure that you're happy with everything that's in your statements. We'll then add your medical records to your case, and we'll do what's called our final submission to Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, Stuart, we have given Scottish Redress notice that we are going to claim. We have been actually recognised as a law firm, and we've got an application number for you, but what we've told them is that we will be providing supporting evidence.
Yeah.
So they're not going to work on your case until we provide the supporting evidence. So once we've done what's called our final submission, Stuart, with all your evidence, we'll then get what's called a panel date. That's where a panel of individuals will judge our case. It's all done behind closed doors, so there's no need for us to be there. And then hopefully from there, we'll get you the recognition you deserve and an offer of financial compensation, Mr. McFarlane.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Stuart?
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Do you have any questions for me on that process?
No, really, not then. Just, man, really.
Okay. Just obviously due to the sensitive nature of the cases, I need you to go back a step with you just to make sure you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you.
Yeah.
Our work on your case really starts now. I've got probably 8 months body of work ahead of us just to gather your evidence, so I just need to make sure you fully understand everything before we go ahead. So just to let you know, Stuart, that you can actually apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do so. That would entail, obviously, if you wish to, is gather your own evidence and submit, create your own case. But that's an option for you. So that's option one.
Yeah.
Option two is there are other law firms out there that will help you apply to the Scottish Redress and won't charge you any fees. They do this because they get paid directly from the Scottish Government in what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get £2,000 per client, whether that client win, loses or draws. Now, as a fellow law firm, I can't go into or explain, you know, what those law firms would do for you. Probably more importantly, Stuart, what those law firms will not do for you. Also, I can tell you is that us as a law firm, we don't participate in that scheme. We've actively rejected it on multiple occasions. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government, and we certainly don't want to be owing anything to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
What we do is we enter into a private fee agreement with yourself under a no-win, no-fee contract. What that means is, obviously, you win, we lose together.
Yeah.
It's on us as a business to go out and give you the best opportunity to get the most positive of outcomes, shall we say.
Right.
Just to let you know, Stuart, our fees are capped. That's 20% inclusive of all VAT. So what that means is no matter how much time, effort and work goes into your case, you will never pay us more than 16% plus VAT.
Yeah.
I think 20% is slightly less, but it will never go above that figure.
Yeah.
On the no-fee side of the contract, just for your, you know, peace of mind, because you've been deemed to have gone through such, you know, emotional and hardships throughout your life. We as a business, as a law firm, will never put you under any sort of financial hardship if we are successful with your case.
Yeah.
So what that means, Stuart, is if we don't get you any compensation, we won't come looking to you for any of our covering any of our fees. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Fantastic. Do you understand those three options?
Yeah.
Excellent. Are you still happy for me to continue with your case, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. So, Mr. McFarlane, just to let you know that you have what's called a 14-day cooling-off period from the date you signed any documentation with us. If you're unaware of that at the time, I can restart that 14-day cooling-off period as of today.
Yeah.
Or alternatively, Mr. McFarlane, if you're happy with our processes, happy with our fees, and happy for us to crack on, you have the right to waive that 14-day cooling-off period, and we can obviously get started on your case. But that's up to you. It's entirely up to you.
Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
So you're happy to waive the 14-day cooling-off period. Perfect. Stuart, you have my number now. I know, obviously, you sent a message into Billy.
Yeah.
But if you need me for anything now, you just pick up the phone and ring me. Save my number, please. I'm going to be the one who walks you through to the end now. If you just want to have a chat with somebody who understands your background, understands what you've been through, you can always give me a call. If you have any questions about your case, I work for you, Stuart, so you can always pick up the phone and ring me.
Yeah, that's good.
Is that okay, Mr. McFarlane?
Yeah.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, sir? Do you understand?
No, what is it, success rate, and did we get an apology?
So you get apology, recognition of wrongdoing.
It's merely recognition, you know, all the money, obviously the money is. I think it's merely recognition of Dane Rang, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. So
it's kind of a scuppering for all these years. Yeah,
of course. There's two parts to this, and I'll explain to you, you know, the overall general thoughts of my clients, and, you know, we've done hundreds, is, you know, the money obviously is not going to fix things.
No.
But the recognition of you being, you know, badly treated and mistreated and wrongly treated is probably the most important.
Yeah.
Now, I have a slightly different view. Well, not a different view, but I have a secondary view is the money, albeit, is not going to fix what's happened to you, but it will hurt the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
Now, the hope is that, you know, it hurts them so much and these killings keep coming, is that they'll sit up and take notice and try and, you know, avoid these type of things coming down the line in the future.
Yeah.
Obviously, that will give people, you know, other kids and future children, hopefully some better care.
Yeah, peace of mind, guy.
Yeah, of course. So that's, you know, that's the general idea.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Stuart?
Yeah, it's fine, yeah.
Okay, buddy. Look, any other questions, just give me a call. Yeah, no problem. Thank you. Again, apologise for being a bit late. But if you need anything, just leave me a message. If I can answer, obviously I will. If not, leave me a message and I'll get straight back to you.
That's good. And thanks a lot for your help.
Thanks, Stuart. Lovely speaking to you. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
Thanks, see you. Bye.
I know.